All right, everybody. Today, the Rockin' Rant turns 30. And we're going to celebrate by exploring the lick. The lick. Get your mind out of the gutter. Coming up next.
You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Changing rock history, one podcast at a time.
Welcome back, everybody. Ludini Rock and Roll Circus once again. Rock and Rant number 30. We turn 30 today on our Rock and Rant, our daily show. So congratulations to Rock and Ranters everywhere. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. Please check back often for more cool podcasts. This podcast is so much freaking fun. Yes, there are other people talking about rock, but nobody's doing it with as much fun and enthusiasm as we are here at the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. And once again, our website is LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Tons of cool podcasts, tons of cool merchandise. We've got Patreon. We've got all kind of stuff here. I'm going to tell you guys real quick, our Patreon's a little bit, is actually pretty different than most other people's Patreons. It's not like, oh, donate. There's like, there's stuff there. You get all kind of cool things every month and everything by subscribing to different levels. So you definitely want to check that out. That's patreon.com/Lou Lombardi. And I will tell you guys more about that later. But anyways, let's talk about the lick. We talked about the riff a few podcasts ago. And if you guys remember, the riff is a complete idea. It can be kind of a bassline bass thing. It can be a chord progression, you know. Stuff like that. Complete ideas can be chords, can be single note things, can be bass lines, blah, blah, blah. You build a song around it, all right? So that's the riff. Now, the lick is different. The lick is, first of all, the lick is not a complete idea. The lick is a kind of, it's just an accent. It is an accent, typically an accent on the melody of whatever it is you're doing. That's a kind of a broad thing, but let me clarify that. For instance, if you're playing a guitar solo, you can work in licks around the basic shape of the guitar solo of what it is that you're doing. I'll demonstrate that in a minute. There are vocal licks as well, and you could be singing the melody, and you could do some little slide or add a couple extra notes or take a word that's one syllable and stretch it out, do what they call a little melisma with it, you know, instead of going, you know, beyond, go beyond. They'd be kind of turning that into a little bit of a lick. But the lick is kind of like the four-letter word of music. And it literally is a four-letter word. But you guys know when you see a movie and there's some line of dialogue where the main character, one of the characters, drops an F-bomb and or an S-bomb or whatever, and it's just perfect. You're just like, oh, yeah, that just really kind of like made the whole scene. That is what a lick kind of does. It kind of ties the melody together and elevates it from just being something that's kind of very straight to being something that's really kind of special and kind of interesting, kind of cool, kind of fun. You can also compare it to, if you want to use a food metaphor, the lick is also like kind of like the hot sauce that you put on, you know, the food. Okay, it's a spice. So let's talk a little bit. Let me give you some examples of what a lick might sound like. I'm just going to do this little thing. Play like a little melodic figure in C. Lick. Melody. Lick. That just accentuates or accents the melody. You get the idea? Now, some classic licks that I'm sure you've heard are... That's a lick. That's a lick. I'm doing very basic stuff to just give you an idea. A long time ago, before shred happened, the thing that guitar players were kind of judged on were their licks and not necessarily their ability to shred. It really wasn't until Eddie Van Halen and Randy Rhoads came along where we kind of got into this sort of shredding things where there was extended fast passages and things like that. What a lot of guys did were strung together. You know, if they wanted to do something kind of really flashy and really exciting, they would string together these licks. And a lot of guitar players just would sit down and work out their own licks. It was a thing. And it really started with the early rock and roll and kind of went up until we really get to the shred guys. But those of you guys who are a little bit older will remember that was a big thing when you sat down to play the guitar, when you were studying, when you were learning. You were like, you would always say, hey, can you teach me this lick? I need to know this lick. What's that lick? So it was a big thing, and it's still a big thing, but it's just not at the forefront post-shred and post-everything else that's happened, post-punk, post-alternative. It is kind of settled down a little bit. And again, it is just a sort of accent. Now, there's a funny line. I forget which Bill Murray movie it's from where he says, you know, it's from Stripes. Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria. Well, we've got licks and riffs living together, and that's mass hysteria. And let me talk to you a minute about licks and riffs living together, because there are riffs that incorporate licks into them. The lick is part of the riff. So let me give you, I'm going to give you a couple ones that are uber recognizable. You know this. Here's a lick. That's a lick. It's part of this riff. And let me give you another really famous one. A lick. And that lick has been done in rock over and over and over, many, many variations, but AC/DC made it part of Back in Black. It's not the whole riff, but it accents that and it becomes part of the riff, just an accent. Trying to think if there's any other aspects of this I want to share with you. We got the basic definition. We talked about the idea that it's like kind of a hot, it's kind of the spicy thing. It's kind of like the four-letter word of the solo or the of the melody. Discuss the difference between licks and riffs. I think you got that together. And licks and riffs can live together. So, all right, that is basically the lick. Now you know what it is. Probably an invention of improvised music. I would probably say that musicologists would say licks became prominent, probably starting with jazz. And that's a whole other discussion. But you get the idea. Licks and riffs. The difference. What is a lick? What is a riff? You got it. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. But if you'd like to get in on some of these live things that we do here, like for instance, right now I'm live and I've got Tim Johnson, Bob Giacometti, and Adam Thomas hanging out with me while I go ahead and record this. And these things go on. We have discussions about them days later. And if you'd like to get in on all that stuff, and you'd like to get some exclusive music and some exclusive video and hear about some stuff that you don't normally hear about, but most importantly, hang out with a group of really awesome people, go to LouLombardiRocks.com. That is LouLombardiRocks.com. And you will get entry into our private group where there's a lot of cool stuff going on. There's also links to the different things that I mentioned earlier that we're doing with Patreon. We have all kind of very cool exclusive things you can get access to. So you're not going to find out about that in the general world. You've got to go to LouLombardiRocks.com. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out. And I'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.